It's always a privilege to open God's Word. We called it the Bible. I'm going to put something on the chat, and I really like that. And it says this, what the Bible is, basic instruction before leaving hurt. Basic instruction before leaving hurt. So still, since we are still here, we have some basic instruction. And on prayer, so we're going to turn to the book of Daniel. And I put the chorus of Dare to be a Daniel. Don't be afraid, I won't sing. Dare to be a Daniel, then to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known. I'm sure you sang that when we were very young, but it's still very true. And so we're going to turn to Daniel chapter 6, only one verse, verse 10. It says this, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his window being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for those examples that we have. And not only do we have example of man and woman of prayer, but we have your word. We have the Spirit of God in us who prompt us to pray. That is why we come day by day to pray. So, Lord, we're going to read about an example. And we can follow in those steps, not because of our strength, because of yours. So we ask thy blessing in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So, we're going to look at a few things about this verse in the prayer life of Daniel. And it all starts with the letter F. And the first one, it's the easiest one probably, faithful. We have a faithful man, and a faithful man is always faithful in praying. It says that when he knew about the writing was signed, he knew the cost of praying. He knew that it was his life as he will continue to pray. But he was a faithful man. You see, us, we pray, we are faithful when things go wrong. Oh boy, yes, yes, sir. Would you pray for me, please? Would you? Well, we really think that a prayer is very important because of our circumstances. But as we shall see, Daniel was a man of prayer, whatever circumstances. Faithfulness in prayer never depends on our situation. It depends of our faithfulness toward God. So he is a man of faith. So he prayed in faith. I like what the next F is. Faithful praying equal fervent praying. If it's only you pray when things are bad, well, it may be fervent for a little while, but as soon as things change, the fervency goes. So it was fervent. Why? Because he was faithful. And remember that, as we know, he was in captivity. Jerusalem was in ruin, and the testimony of God wasn't there anymore in Jerusalem. His glory not there. So what brings fervency to our prayer is our apprehension of the event. The more the event are close to us, the more fervency there will be in our prayer. So even if he was at a far distance, it never stopped him for being fervent because he was faithful. So I cannot be fervent without being faithful. It goes together. But also, not only we see faithfulness in his praying, fervency, but we see it was focus. focus on the need. His window were open toward Jerusalem. We read that. He says that he went to his house, and his window being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. I've heard many preaching on that and always enjoy it. But why Jerusalem? Well, we know that Solomon says that in his prayer that if somebody are, when they would be in captivities and they would pray toward Jerusalem, he asked that the Lord will, answer their prayer. So we see a man who trusts the word of God. That's why he is faithful. Our faithfulness don't come from us, but our faithfulness comes from relying on the word of God. So it was focused on Jerusalem. Well, it was not physically, because Jerusalem was in, as I said, in ruin. But I like what a brother says. He says, but in his spirit, the view of it gave him and stirred him his heart to prayer. He knew that was the place God had chosen, and he knew God would do something. So his focus was there. So it all go together. Faithfulness, then fervency, then focus. Because if I pray for everything, I'll lose my fervency very fast. And I'll stop praying. But he had it, the focus right, just like we're praying for what? For revival. And if we keep the focus, we'll keep the fervency. But if we lose the focus, well, we're going to pray for everything and really accomplish nothing. We have to be focused in our prayer. Just like when you open his window toward Jerusalem, he knew exactly why he was praying. He was praying for the glory of God. He knew that was the dwelling place of God. So his heart was there in spirit. He wanted God to act. So faithfulness, fervency, and focus. Also, it was fitting. Fitting that he prayed. So what else can we do when there's situation that we cannot change anything? He didn't use his high-ranking office to try to put pressure on the king. No, he just left it to him. It was fitting that he prayed. God, he depend completely on God. He had learned that before. So here is it is fitting, and I like it. What it says? No. He says, he kneel on his knee. Remember, he is one of the highest ranking men in the country, and he still go on his knee. Humility. Without humility, we know nothing goes. So we see here that it is fitting, and he take the right place. What is fitting when we pray? To take our place on our knees. That's the best place. Hey, we often say a Christian on his knee see further than any philosopher on the tip of his toes. And some people try to look at things ahead, but a Christian on his knees will see much better. So he is a one who is on his knees. It is. It's serious thing, because he depends not on his human power, but he depend on God only. Why? Faithful. First one, faithful, fervent, focus, fitting. And the last one, frequent. He was frequently. It says three times a day. He didn't say, I can't wait. I'll pass it. No. Because not only it was three times a day, but it says that as he did aforetime. The most difficult thing is to be disciplined and keep on praying. That's why it's so wonderful that when we gather, as we are now, to be able to be together. Would you do the same thing being alone? I wouldn't. I wouldn't be able. Well, maybe I would try, but I know how difficult. But being together, we are helping one another. united in prayer, because we have the same purpose, the same desire. But here we see a man that is faithful, that is fervent, focused in prayer, fitting, and frequent, three times a day. And it is said, as he did aforetime, he don't change. Whatever the situation, he won't change. Are we determined? If you remember, we talk about different person in the Bible, and I think about it, Esther. It says, holy determination. We see this in Daniel. He was determined to keep on praying. He didn't see any change, but he will when we read the next chapter. That's what God will do. But we see someone who was determined. His prayer was frequent. We know that faith is the victory. Beautiful hymn. And I would like to end with a little quote. It says this. What is faith? Well, for Daniel, it was, his faith was manifested by being fervent, being focused. It was fitting for him to pray. It's the best thing we can do. As someone said, the best thing we can do with our mouth is to pray. And then it was frequent. So faith is the intentional surrender to God's will despite what we may feel. Do you think that Daniel wasn't afraid? Well, it must have come through his mind. No, he knew what would happen. But faith always will kill fear, or fear will kill your faith. It's one or the other. But when we surrender to God, then fear, human fear, will go away, because fear and doubt live together. If I doubt, I fear. And fear will sprout with so many type of fear. So let us be determined, like Daniel, to keep on being faithful in our prayer, being fervent, being focused. It is fitting that we do it. And let's do it frequently, as we are, every day, until he comes. For Jesus' sake, amen.